Speaker 1.
In the last years of his life, the French artist Henri Matisse started cutting up coloured paper and making interesting shapes and images with it. The exhibition I saw was about these cutouts, as they're called. Some are quite small and they're generally very simple. You might think anyone could do them, really. But they're beautiful, and they made me want to see his work and learn something about his life. There was a lot of publicity for this exhibition, and I'd been worried there'd be too many people for the experience to be enjoyable. It was rather packed, but it was well organised, so it wasn't really a problem.
Speaker 2.
I went to an exhibition called Trash. It featured artists who use all kinds of objects and everyday materials to make sculptures. One exhibit portrayed a very large man carrying a huge load on his back. Every bit of it was made of some piece of rubbish. It's interesting and challenges your assumptions about what art means, which I guess is the point of the exhibition. I've got a friend who makes sculptures out of objects she finds. She isn't famous, but seeing this exhibition made me think I should buy some sculptures from her. They aren't expensive, but if she ever became famous, they'd be worth a lot.
Speaker 3. I saw an exhibition about the representation of horses in art through time. I'd love to know how they came up with that idea. The earliest work was actually a copy of a cave painting of a horse done about 13,000 years ago. It was beautiful. There were also ancient Greek ceramics with horses painted on them, a Leonardo da Vinci drawing, a bronze sculpture by Degas from the 19th century, and loads more styles from different periods in history, but all about horses. I now wish I'd bought the book that was produced for the exhibition, because it'd be good to know more about some of the things there. Speaker 4.
I went to an exhibition that was a celebration of conceptual art made over a 25-year period. The main attraction, though, was Damien Hirst's shark. It's a real 4-metre-long tiger shark preserved in a chemical solution in a glass tank. It's quite large and eye-catching, though I couldn't explain why it's art or what the point of it is. Apparently, some art experts made fortunes from collecting various items shown in the exhibition before the artists became famous. I suspect their main goal was to make money, because some of the things on display didn't seem particularly interesting to me. I'm glad I saw the shark, though.
Speaker 5. I was really keen to go to the exhibition about African masks. Apparently, it's been very popular, and there were lots of people there on the day I went. There were some brilliant masks from Cameroon. They're huge, and they represent elephants. The people who made them must have been highly skilled. There wasn't any information about them, though. Unfortunately, quite a lot of the exhibits weren't very easy to see because the lighting in some places was quite dark. Apparently, bright lights can damage the colours of the masks. But you'd think they could show the work safely, but in a way you can actually look at them properly.